talk about the whole process of the 5-6 weeks?
The process has been pretty good. You know, believe it or not, switching agents, being with Ben Docker, has been a great success. Being with CA, those guys communicate extremely well. There wasn't a time that we weren't talking during the free agency time. So, I mean, he just kept me informed, let me know what teams were in it and what everything that was going on. So, I enjoyed it.
I think you always wanted to be here, right? I mean, you never wanted to really go.
Right? I mean, the first 2 years were a little tough, but, I mean, the last 2 years have been tremendous, you know, with us going to the playoffs the last 2 seasons, building towards making our Super Bowl run like I know we can, and we have the ability to do so. Just to have an opportunity to come back. Yeah, I didn't want to leave, but everything seemed to work out fine. I'm happy. I mean, I'd rather be happy than be here than be sad, be somewhere else. So.
Did you feel like during the process, you said you always had communication, but was there ever a point where you thought it wasn't going to happen here? You would have to move on?
My mom always told me just be patient and pray. You know, God to take care of everything. And God showed his hand, and I'm back here in Cincinnati. So obviously it's his plan, so we're just going to continue to build on it and be successful as a team.
Were you surprised it happened in the middle of the draft? Did you think once the draft started it might be
something? Me and Ben and Katie, we kind of had an idea how everything was going on. I kind of had a tension, like, if I don't sign today of the draft, I'll probably sign tomorrow. If not tomorrow, I'll sign Sunday. So at some point in time, I was going to sign. But like I said, it wasn't as stressful. Like, being with CAA helped a lot.
Did it seem like they were, you know, maybe being a little more forward with the draft coming up because they kind of wanted to play their hand and maybe – you know, cover your position with a tackle if they didn't have
it? The way Ben did it, just be patient, bro. I mean, the team's going to do what they want to do. You're going to send proposals back and forth. There are going to be times when you're not going to talk for like a day, then you talk the next day. So, I mean, it's a process. You're going to be back and forth. It's like a slug match, trying to figure out who's going to get the highest bid, who's going to get the lowest bid. So, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, there were some great blows being thrown, but we came out victorious because I'm back here in Cincinnati, so that's great.
How did this differ from your – obviously, you had a holdout as a rookie. How did this process differ from then?
Oh, man. This process is different because you can choose where you want to go as opposed to being chosen by another team. You can take less money, go somewhere. You take more money, go somewhere else. So, I mean, it's pretty much up to you. But it always came back to I always wanted to be here because, I mean, like I said, the last 2 years have been tremendous. Like, I've thoroughly enjoyed playing football for the last 2 seasons.
Andre, it seemed like the tackle market this year, for whatever reason, didn't take off like it does some years.
I was very surprised by that. I mean, there were conflicting reports talking about, I want $9 million and $10 million and all that. I'm like, wow, maybe I can get this. And then the market came back. I was like, well, not going to be able to get that one. So, I mean, like I said, it's a process. And I, like I said, Ben and the guys at CA, they did a tremendous job. And my parents also, and my wife.
The last 2 years, you say you enjoyed being here. The first two were tough. Is it the winning? Is it the fact you've been able to get into the starting lineup and play a lot? What is it?
I think it's just me buying into Marvin's system, not being the guy that bulks against it. And, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it like I've always been doing it. But just finally buying into it, doing everything the right way, being a pro, being on time, just all the small things that make you become a great player.
Witt's kind of said a couple times that he's called and texted you during the process and said, if you need to talk, I'm here. Just how many of your other teammates?
Adam Jones actually did it quite often. Believe it or not, Adam did a tremendous job with telling me just to be patient, bro. Don't shoot your gun yet, so to speak. Just be patient. And then, like I said, Witt was like, Dre, just be patient, bro. Calm down. Same thing. And everybody did a pretty good job. Like I said, like Witt and Adam, for the most part, were the only guys I spoke to. And Gresham, along with Carlos Dunlap.
Do you have a chance to kind of talk to Volma? Because kind of early on in the process, both you guys were represented by Ben and kind of...
And Jake, so...
Yeah.
All three of us represented by the same guy.
I mean, was that hard, too, being patient because you got three by the same firm and you feel like one against the other?
It's not... It wasn't really that hard. I mean, like I said, Ben, he had his plan. He knew how he was going to do it. Of course, it doesn't work exactly like you're supposed to. There are going to be bumps in the road. But like I said, for the most part, everything went exactly like he said it was going to go.
What do you think about what the offense has done the last, you know, these first 2 picks?
Hey, I'm loving it. I mean, another running back. I mean, you know, I love that. Another tight end to get the ball to, along with Gresh and other guys that we have to play that position. So, I mean, it's been a tremendous draft. I'm really enjoying it. I watched the entire thing last night, so it was pretty good. Yeah.
Were you kind of wondering, like, what the Bengals were thinking? I mean, were you trying to get maybe an idea from how they were drafting?
I was just trying to get ideas, see what was going on, what other teams were thinking, see which way they were going in the draft. So that's pretty much what I did. But I really enjoyed the draft this year for the first time. Like, I've never watched the entire draft, but this time I actually watched the entire draft, and it was pretty good.
Which
Eifert pick? Eifert pick? You know, he's going to be pretty good. Like I said, he's going to bring great competition. Make us better.
You talked to Fluker a lot just about the
I talked to Fluker probably the first off season. I saw him down in Tuscaloosa, and I just told him it's work hard, it's a process. The combine's going to be a grind. It's only for 3 days. It'll be over with before you know it. But just go in there, be professional, and your game film will speak for itself. And it worked out for him. He went to top 15 pick.
What finally led to it? Did the offer change slightly, or did you decide, you know what, this is the best offer for me, and I'm going to sign?
What changed for me was I felt like it was time. Why continue to play around, try to wait? It just felt like it was time. Why procrastinate? So that was pretty much it.
You just said it was time?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I mean, the offer changed, but I just felt like it was time. Like, let's just stop playing. Like, let's get back to business, you know. Bengal football.
How would you describe Bengal football?
Oh, man. Tough guys, hard nose, high effort. Going to grind you down. We're going to be the best team in the fourth quarter. We're going to try to complete every down, every pass. I know it's not possible. Every third down conversion, we're going to try to convert it on offense. The defense is going to be phenomenal every year because Mike Zimmer does a great job. So it's just going to be up to us to do our part on offense. And we're doing it by drafting the way we did.
I was going to say, do you think you guys maybe might get over a hump a little bit? Kind of a bitter pill in Houston with the what happened down there. You think what's happened the last day or so, has attacked?
Yeah, I mean, because we need another tight end last year to help. And, he did a really good job, what I'm saying. But another bigger target to help along with Gresh and AJ on the outside would have done a tremendous job with opening up offense. So, I mean, who's to say we would have had him, we would have won, but we didn't win. So now it's on to this year and on to the better things.
Do